Treasure by Jihan. As Leah and Unicorn Rose rushed through the village, everyone was following them because they was rushing. Lily noticed that they were poor, so she said, "I will get the treasure," as she said smartly. Everybody said, "Yes, yes, please." When she was leaving, the boss gave a wand and a saddle. He said, "You only could use it for your mission." "Okay," she said, and she used it bit by bit, he said. Then she went to her unicorn rose. They went to the deep, spooky sea. What will they do? When she was going in, she saw it will never end. So she knew that she couldn't swim. "I have to use my wand." As she turned herself into a good swimmer, her unicorn rose cried. "What's wrong with you?" she asked. "Nah, nah, nah." Unicorn Rose cried. "Oh, I get it. You want to swim too." So she also gave her swimming power. Then she was crossing the Snake River, the river bridge, but it was too heavy, so the bridge broke. "What will I do?" she said. She shouted, "Help, help, help." But nobody was there, nobody. When Unicorn Rose was trying to do something, "What are you doing?" she asked. Unicorn Rose was trying to swim across. She forgot Rose had the swimming power. Finally, they came to the ground. "Let's go to the high snowy mountain," Lily said. As they walked, they got colder and colder. "It's freezing," she said. So she waved her wand side to side, and up and down she and Rose got a warm, soft coat. So they carried on walking. They came to the top. Suddenly there was a creature called Ice Penguin coming toward them. Lily saw the treasure. "I have to get the treasure." Then she touched the creature to calm down. The creature tried to shoot eggs. Lily was trying to not to be hit by the egg. So she moved everywhere. She was dizzy, so she wiggled her wand and turned herself small. So she went under the creature with Rose. There was a lot of gold. Then she put the gold in her wand and went to the village. Whole villages were rich, and thank you for Lily. The end.